Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy hump day, Steve Miggs.
Let's go, Taryn Daly.
You know, I really felt like we were moving further away from the wintry weather, but I had to defrost my windshield this morning.
Cold last night, cold this morning. Time for you. I know you're redoing your whole house. It's time for you to get a garage.
You mentioned how cold it was. When your house has a hole open because you're putting an addition into it and there's no insulation in that addition yet, you have no idea how cold my house is.
Here I am bitching that my wife left the window open. I'm like, it's getting cold in here and you have a hole in your home.
It's a good like 40 degrees in my house this morning. It was great.
How's that hole doing? That sounds weird.
It's large. It's gaping.
Is it damp?
It's a little damp.
You have a large, damp, gaping hole in your house.
And I'm cold.
Yeah, I can only imagine. When's that hole going to be closed up?
Hopefully in the next week or two. Fingers crossed.
Oh, we can all hope and pray. Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's a very special day. I got to give a shout-out to our friend. Well, she's not our friend, but Gwen Stefani. Because of her, many kids back in the 2000s were finally able to figure out how to spell this word. Okay, it's National Banana Day. I know it's your favorite. Fun fact about Taryn Daly, if you don't know, if you try and eat a banana around her, she gets freaked out.
Like, makes my eyes water just thinking about it.
I need to start bringing in bananas and just eat them while we prep for the show.
Ryan Castle used to just set them on my desk, and I feel like I could, like, smell them. Ugh.
Would you say that song is like the, if we're making a Mount Rushmore of bananas songs, I feel like that Hollaback girl, that and Bananas in Pajamas.
Oh, good call on Bananas in Pajamas.
I don't think I can think of any other songs that have anything to do with bananas.
I can't either.
Also today, it's National Crawfish Day.
Okay.
And what better person to have in studio with us filling in for Danny V than our good friend Kevin Deers from Metal Shop. When Kevin and I went to New Orleans for WrestleMania together, we ate, I think, the entire city's worth of crawfish at one restaurant. It was amazing.
You got the next round? Yeah, I got the next round. Keep
you
going. Crawfish for crawfish, yeah.
You buy them by, like, the styrofoam to-go container. So what was the name of that place?
I don't know, but
three something.
It was right off of Bourbon Street, where all the locals go to. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was just a little bit off the French Quarter. You walk in, and you don't purchase anything other than that to-go styrofoam container. And they say, go in the back room. And they have a cooler full of crawfish, and you just scoop as much as you can possibly fit on that. And so you're carrying it carefully to your table, and you've got like a mountain of crawfish. And him and I were just crushing it because it's so small. Oh. And then it's like, you want the next round? Okay, I got the next round. And nice. We kept doing that all night long.
Mud bugs.
It was amazing. What was not amazing is your Seattle Kraken lost once again. That's four in a row. I guess you might as well end on a whimper. They got one more game left. That's happening tomorrow. They're going to be taking on, I think, Minnesota. So good luck to them. They lost to the Winnipeg Jets last night, 4-3. But more annoying, and I hope that this doesn't happen. Our season is lost, and it's gone. But John Forslund better not be lost and gone. There are rumors, and I hope they're not true, there are rumors that he might be leaving the Seattle Kraken to become the play-by-play guy for the Boston Bruins. Because the Boston Bruins have Jack Edwards, who's been around for like 17 years. He's a legend over there. He's done. So a lot of people believe that John Forslund, who's considered one of the best, if not the best in the business, and we have him here in our own backyard, might leave to go to Boston because that's the team he grew up watching. He's from that area. Although some people are saying, I don't think he's going to leave because the Bruins have been known to be cheap when it comes to their play-by-play and their announcing situation, to the point where at one point, they didn't even have the announcers travel with the team. They had them like in a studio in Boston watching on a monitor doing the play-by-play, which is very weird. So
that'd
I don't know.
Hard.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that anymore, but maybe that'll factor into John Forslund staying. Last night, Eddie Olchuk during the game did kind of make a nod and give a, hey, John, don't leave us. And John, why don't you hear what he had to say?
Don't go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
You know what I mean.
I'm
not going anywhere. We're right here. For now. Anyway, let's get into this.
We're right here.
For now.
Then he stared at the camera. For now. It's like, no, John, you can't leave us.
Also from the world of sports, the Mariners won. Logan Gilbert allowed 3 hits in 6 2/3 innings of 1-run ball. Julio Rodriguez made 2 huge defensive plays in the 7th inning to preserve our lead, with the Mariners beating the Cincinnati Reds 3-1.
Yes.
Rookie Jonathan Clase had an RBI double in his 2nd major league game as well. And then today, I think it's a day game today. Was it 1:10?
Is it?
I think it is a day game.
Why are we going to the game?
Bryce Miller will be on the mound this afternoon.
Let's go Mariners.
We need to do some more day games.
All right. I don't know if anyone watched this video. And Taryn, I believe you have.
I did.
So there's this story I came across. It happened in Cal Anderson Park, where someone had their dog off the leash, and it was running around, and I guess it pissed some people off. It all led to this giant fight where, like, the police had to get involved. The owner of the dog got knocked out, and I watched the video. And I have to say, everybody involved in this video could quite possibly be some of the worst human beings of all time, including the guy that let his dog run around. Like, he's a douche. He gets into a fight with somebody. That guy tries to attack him. The dude puts him in, like, the dog owner puts him into, like, a chokehold, kind of calms him down, and then lets go of the chokehold. So, like, okay, fight's over. But then random people start kicking him in the head. Then the dude that he was choking gets on top of him, starts, like, hammer-fisting the dude, knocks him out cold. And then the dude, I think, who knocked him out cold, reached into his pocket and took money from him, or took something from him.
It was bad all the way around.
It's like they just kept doubling down on being awful human beings. It's an awful, awful video. They're like one of the worst things I think I've seen in a while.
There's a lot of people that want off-leash dog parks, and a lot of people don't want off-leash dog parks, and there's a lot of friction happening.
Look, I'm a dog lover. I absolutely have a couple of dogs, but if I'm somewhere where they're not supposed to be, where they're supposed to be on a leash,
they're on a leash.
The only time I take my dog off the leash is if it's in our backyard or if we're in an off-leash area. And
true that.
Weather, we're going to hit a high of 58 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Our boy John Ryan signed a 1-day contract with the Seahawks yesterday so that he could retire as a Seahawk. And Migs and Sarah, you guys were at his retirement party.
Hell yeah.
Where he shared an amazing story about a run-in that he had with a current player at the VMAC. You're going to hear from John at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
If you go to the Daily Migs social media pages, you can give us a follow at Daily Migs. We posted a photo that has four shots, four things that summed up our days yesterday. And Danny, he's on vacation, but he was trolling us from vacation.
Yeah, let's just say it right now. He's not in the room, but even if he was, I'd say it to his face. He's stupid. There he is, eating his In-N-Out burger in the picture, bragging about In-N-Out, and he made it a point in the group chat to say how it's better than Dick. So we're just going to leave it at that.
Fighting words.
Danny is stupid.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't come back from vacation.
But hey, happy birthday, Lily.
My shot is the dental appointment that my son had yesterday.
How does Barrett do with dentists?
The first 3 years of his life, great.
Uh-oh.
The last two visits, awful.
Why?
So the last time we went, not yesterday, but the time before, it was just complete fear. Like, he would not let them anywhere near his mouth. I was making promises. I'll take you to the store. We'll go buy toys. I'll get you ice cream. What, you want candy? Whatever you want. And he was like, not having it. So it was bad. And I think
I'll get you the stuff that'll bring you back to the dentist.
Right? I think they probably wrote on his chart, cannot perform tasks in this child's mouth. Like, he was just not letting them anywhere near
wow.
his mouth. But he does a great job brushing and flossing. It's all good. So yesterday, the lady was so amazing. The dental assistant was letting him play with all of the different tools. So the little, like, sucker straw thing, she was letting him play with that. She let him take the little water squirter.
Yeah.
He's squirting water all over the room, which obviously someone's cleaning up and it wasn't me.
This is like a Guar concert?
He's just hosing off the floor, basically. And then she actually got to go in there with the little cleaning tool and get all his teeth cleaned. And he did great.
Awesome.
The one thing he would not allow, though, was for her to paint the fluoride on. So she sent it home with me so that I could paint the fluoride on.
This is your problem, Mom.
And I don't know what I'm doing. It's not really that hard. It's, you know, paint the teeth, I guess. But he didn't even want me to do it. So that was a fail last night.
Well, you didn't let him squirt a bunch of water over the house.
Maybe that's the way. But the good thing is he didn't have any cavities. They said he's doing a great job taking care of his teeth. Yay, Mom. Made me feel good. But yeah, I'm happy we don't have to go for another 6 months.
So for us, though, yesterday, myself and Sarah, we got to go hang out with John Ryan, Sarah Colonna, a bunch of other people, Sarah's dad as well, BJ, not Sarah Colonna's dad. That would be awesome, actually. Lots of random people. We went over to, what was it, Dino's Pub in Renton,
yes.
Which apparently used to be a hangout for John and some of the other players after practice and things along those lines. Awesome place. Everyone that works there couldn't be nicer. And Sarah got drunk, which was always fun.
I did.
Both Sarahs, I think.
Oh, yeah, both of us.
Yeah.
I stayed way too long.
How long was it supposed to go, and how long did you stay?
Well, John said, hey, show up around, he sent me a text, he said, show up around 1-ish, which to me means 1:15 at the earliest, and that's when I rolled in. Sarah and her dad were already there at like 12:55, and she already had a couple drinks in her.
I had to. When I'm like one of the first ones there, what are you out to do? You got to take some shots.
You're at a bar, you might as well just drink, and you're driving, so
yeah.
So you had a DD.
Yeah. Oh, the dad and I
designated
took
designated dad.
No. Dad was trying to get lit too. We took an Uber.
Oh, look at you
yeah.
Party people.
Think ahead.
I was responsible. I was responsible because I had to go to ballet class. I couldn't stay very long, but got to hang out for a little bit. It was awesome seeing John. You could see he was just fired up and so happy that the team let him sign a one-day contract so that he could retire as a Seahawk. And that's what the whole party was about. So he finished signing his contract, showed up to the bar, and just started boozing it up. And then he pulled me aside and he goes, hey, I got to tell you this great story that happened while I was at the VMAC. And I was like, all right. So he says, hey, do you remember back when I was on your show and I went off on Julian Love and some of the players because, well, you know, they were smoking cigars after they just got eliminated from the playoffs or from playoff hopes.
Yes.
And the reason why they were smoking cigars was apparently Julian just had a kid. And John, though, felt that the timing was wrong. You shouldn't be doing it in a locker room after you just lost a game and you were just eliminated. And if you don't remember John going off about that, I grabbed the audio clip from our show back in January when John went off on Julian Love and some of the players.
Well, first of all, I think it's awesome that I've reached the age where I'm a crotch-filled man where I don't have to say that I'm angry. I can just say that I'm disappointed in you.
The fact that you went, I'm shaking with anger, made my whole night when I saw that. I was like, yes!
Yeah, it was upsetting to see, and I know that from what I've been told, having a child is a big deal, and congratulations to Julian Love for having...
Rumor has it.
I'm just a big believer in time and place, and I think there's probably a better time and place in the last 17 days since he had that child to celebrate the birth of his child, and I don't think the time and place is 20 minutes after you're eliminated from the playoffs to be doing so.
And so he talked all about that, and that was kind of got spread on social media, and it was a big deal at the time. So then John says yesterday while I was at the VMAC, who does he run into but Julian Love? And so he starts telling me the story, and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I just record this? Because this story is epic. And he's like, absolutely, let's talk about it. He's like, I want to get this out there because it is such a great story and such a testament to how cool Julian Love is. And so here's John and I talking about it at Dino's while Sarah's getting drunk doing shots.
Yeah. I'm hanging out with John Ryan here at the big retirement
big
party.
Big retirement party.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Really cool.
You have to tell me the story you just told me about Julian Love because what a great retirement gift he just hooked you up with.
Julian Love was smoking cigars, Cigargate, as you know. And yeah.
You were vocal on our show.
I was pretty vocal on your show and vocal on Twitter and said that, you know, I was pretty upset about it. And the Seahawk way is a little bit different now. And just called him out, and I didn't like what he did.
Yeah.
So today I go to retire. A young, muscular man comes up to me and presents me with a nice gift basket full of cigars and said, hey, I'm Julian Love. Congratulations on your retirement. I was like, this is the coolest gift I've ever gotten. Because that's so cool of him and shows, like, what a great guy he is. Yeah. I was like, no hard feelings, like, no hard feelings, man. I just want to congratulate you on your retirement and have some cigars.
Would have been more epic if he just punched you in the face. Bam!
Yeah, well, looking back, he probably should have. I don't know. But, you know, that's the thing about
that guy,
the football brotherhood, you know? It's like, I spoke my mind, and he thought he was right, and I thought I was right, and then we had a cigar over it, you know?
It's so crazy. You can still get along if you don't agree on some stuff, right?
Absolutely. It shows that we can all still disagree, and it's not the... tell terrible things to each other like we do on social media.
Hell yeah. John, congratulations. What's the big plan now in retired life? What are you going to do?
I'm buying a part of Dino's. I'm just going to sit in the corner booth for the rest of my life.
This place is awesome.
Yeah, this was my go-to back in the day. I'm just involved with all the baseball stuff now. Own three baseball teams, and that keeps me going full-time, and it keeps my competitive spirit going, so I love it.
Right on, my brother. Congrats.
Thanks, buddy.
And so sure as that, she tells that story later on Seahawks' social media page. They have the video encounter of John and Julian, and this is how it all went down.
How you doing? Good, how you doing?
Julian Love.
Good, nice to meet you, man.
Congrats on your retirement.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
You so sick. Oh, man. I love that.
Come on, celebrate.
No hard feelings.
How cool is that?
That is awesome.
What a fun story.
That's a good Seahawks brotherhood right there.
Right, and here's Julian Love thinking, oh, John's going to be back. He's retiring. I got something for him.
It's perfect.
Friggin' cigars.
So John Ryan gets a box of cigars from Julian Love from the Seahawks, all because John was critical at that one point of Julian and the other players smoking cigars after being eliminated from their playoff chances. So what about you, Rockaholics? What was the most memorable gift you have ever received? Or the most memorable gift you have ever given, and why? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what is the most memorable gift you have ever received? Or what's the most memorable gift you have given, and why? 206-803-ROCK. Sean in Gig Harbor, what did you give to your godfather?
So... we knew he was going to have a wake for him before he passed with all the other coworkers that he had in the company. And I made a flower planner for him, and we gave it to him at the party. And after he died, and that the godmother to me said it was his favorite thing to look at every single morning he woke up to.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Do you know, does the flower planter still live somewhere today?
It still lives at the house.
Oh, I love that. That's a real feel-good story, Sean.
Well, you can never give somebody something that they won't remember. You just have to make sure it won't die.
There you go. I love it.
Much love, Sean. Thanks for the story, man. Some of the texts that we're getting at 206-803-ROCK, some also some real powerful ones. I had a highly influential professor in college, Dr. Tom Kubistan. For Christmas, my wife purchased a book that he had published, communicated with him via email, mailed the book to his house in Nevada, and then had him sign it and personally address it to me. I've never been given a gift so thoughtful. That was the only time I've ever cried receiving a gift.
Wow, that's a lot of moving parts. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to show that text to my wife. Yeah, you need to step up the gift game. Another text says, mine actually has something to do with the Seahawks as well. We actually have a few gifts that have to do with the Seahawks. You got to love the love for the team. Said, my dad left me his Steve Largent jersey when he passed away. My dad was smaller than me, so I got on a diet, changed my life around so I could fit into that jersey. I now wear it for every single Seahawks game. Plus, I was battling some health issues because of my obesity. So in a way, my dad's gift saved my life.
Oh, I love that too.
Right?
This is amazing.
Go Hawks.
Alcoholics, you're just touching my heart today.
And it keeps on coming there, Taryn Daly. I'm going to make you cry before this segment's over. Am I?
Maybe.
Okay, I was like getting a little nervous. I'm not really trying to make you cry. Someone texted in and said, gave my son a car when he turned 18, a 1974 Camaro. That was my car. The year that he was born. He still has it and plans on giving it to his kid when he turns 18.
Stop it.
That's pretty cool.
That is rad.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That continues to go down the line until we have flying cars, and I guess then it's obsolete.
That's soon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
What about you? Are you a good gift giver?
You know, the one that popped into my mind, I was trying to think of like something that was unique and different. So you remember Forrest, who used to work here at the station?
Yes.
Sadly passed away recently, and I was thinking a lot about him when he passed because he was such a great dude. This guy was the type of dude that would just light up and he walks into a room, and he would just light up the room because he was just out there in a fun way. Like, he was just loud, lovable, just one of those good dudes. He was our production guy, and he was very creative, and then he decided to leave us because he wanted to get a better job. I think, where did he end up going? New York, I think?
Yeah, definitely far out of state.
Right. So before he left, he was a massive, massive Tool fan. And Tool played the Paramount Theater. And I was at that concert. I was fortunate enough to sit, like, I think second row.
Dang.
It was crazy. And Danny Carey was playing, of course, and the drummer. And he threw his drumstick out into the crowd, and I caught it. And it was like one of those moments where, like, everyone's grabbing it, but I would not let go. I had the death grip on it. And everyone's trying to pull it. I'm like, no. And I just yanked it down. I was like, I got this. I didn't know what to do with it, so I shoved it in my pants. No, I didn't. Just held on. I held on to that drumstick the entire show because I was afraid, you know. And then when I learned that he was going to leave us and go and take a job elsewhere, I was like, man, I want to give him something that lets him know how important he was to all of us, because he was. So I was like, screw it. I love this drumstick and I love the story behind it, but this guy loves Tool even more than me. And I remember I was like, hey, man, before you leave, I want to give this to you. And just one drumstick is like, cool. I'm like, it's Danny Carey's from Tool. And he was like, bro. And he was so happy. And, you know, I instantly thought of that when we lost him, because it was just such a devastating news when he passed away. And I was just like, I'm glad that we had that one moment before he left. Like, that was the last time I got to talk to him in person, like not over Facebook and things like that. And yeah, so that was probably the coolest thing I think I've ever given somebody.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just know, like, this belongs with a different person.
It belongs in his home way more than it does in mine. What about yourself?
So recently, I think it was Father's Day last year, I had a custom I had a custom leather guitar strap made for Brad. Aaron Jones, our local guitar hero.
I'm kidding.
His wife Amy, she makes custom guitar straps where you can pick out different designs or initials or whatever, and she will adorn the guitar strap. She like pounds the leather and makes this super beautiful custom. I think it's called Amy's Love. And she does these beautiful guitar straps. So I had one made for Brad for Father's Day, which made him cry. It had our wedding date on it and a snowflake since we got married in the snow. It had all of his kids' zodiac signs, all three kids' zodiac signs. It had his parents' initials, just a whole bunch of different things that mean a lot to him and to me too. And he cried like a baby.
This is a weird question. When you were getting into it, were you thinking in the back of your mind, like, oh, this is going to make him cry?
I knew it was going to make him cry. Yeah. I wasn't setting out to find him a gift to make him cry, like, but I knew for sure it was going to make him cry.
You wouldn't be mad at him if he wasn't crying. Like, what the hell, man?
Oh, it's so cool. And his last name is Cash, and it says Cash right down the shoulder. You know, so when he's playing, it just says Cash right there. It's awesome. And shout out to Amy, because she makes amazing, amazing guitar straps.
Because my wife, on the other hand, I mean, it doesn't take much for her to make me, like, cry. She'll just give me like a card, and she doesn't even need to write anything. She can just pick the cheesiest card, and I get all watery eyed. She's like, "You are too easy when it comes to like sentimental crap." And now forget about it with Tatum. Any gift from her, I'm just like Captain Waterworks.
I relate to that.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He's currently 94 wins, 25 losses, and 13 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.